It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Christina Aguilera was on Jimmy Kimmel last night and spilled the tea on her rivalry with Britney Spears.
When I was coming up, it was very obvious, you know, me and Britney were definitely... They're the Britney Christina, like, you know, considered rivalry thing. And yeah, if we had social media back then, we would have probably done like a song together or something.
So Jimmy asked her if she'd ever be interested in doing a duet with Britney.
Ooh.
You guys should do a song together. Is that something that you would...
Hey, I'm down.
Why don't you use social media to reach out, tweet to her or something like that, or whatever it is, whatever the popular thing is now to do.
If her reps say okay, and, you know.
Yeah, okay, good. All right.
Do it, do it, do it, do it.
And apparently Christina Aguilera was there at New York Fashion Week when the Cardi B versus Nicki fight happened, but she was on stage performing.
Did you see the fight from where you were?
I wish.
Oh, you did not.
I would have seen this juiciness go down. I didn't know. And then next thing I know, I hear shoes were flying.
Right.
And there were people. I don't even know.
What song did it happen during?
First I heard it was my song Fighter, which is so appropriate. I was like, oh my God, that's genius.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but then I heard it was like during Genie in a Bottle. And then I was like, what is going on?
I don't know which one makes you want to fight more, Fighter or Genie in a Bottle.
Both.
Getting hyped.
60 Minutes head, Jeff Fager is out at CBS. Fager was apparently fired for sending a harshly worded warning via text message to Jerrica Duncan, the CBS News reporter who is covering the sexual harassment scandals that have rocked CBS this month. At the same time, The New Yorker is all over him for sexual harassment allegations from multiple women. Fager has been accused of groping or inappropriately touching female CBS News staffers at company events. CBS News President David Rhodes said Fager was fired for violating company policy. Superhero news. John Hamm is interested in playing Batman in a new interview. The former Mad Men star says that he's always been a comic book fan and would like to play the Caped Crusader given the right script. But he added that he's never had a conversation with anyone about it. The interview comes as there are reports Ben Affleck may be done playing Batman.
Sure. I mean, sure. I'd probably fit the suit. And if they wanted to tap me on the shoulder and ask me to do it, why not? But I mean, you know, a lot of people have to sign off on that, obviously. And not just the internet.
Michael B. Jordan could likely replace Henry Cavill as Superman. It was revealed yesterday that Cavill is out as the Man of Steel after 5 years, and now sources say Jordan is at the top of the list to replace him, but sources say any potential casting would be down the road because Warner Brothers is currently focusing on a Supergirl movie. Jordan is no stranger to superhero movies. He played the Human Torch in Fantastic Four and most recently played the villain Killmonger in Black Panther. And Drew Barrymore is convinced that her 5-year-old daughter looks like E.T. She even sends pictures to Steven Spielberg for his opinion.
I send all these pictures to Steven Spielberg all the time of my daughter, Olive, because she looks like E.T. Because she does. Sure, her eyes are giant and on the side. Like, it's not a joke. My daughter, like, is like this beautiful feminine version of E.T. And I send pictures to Steven all the time. And I'm like, this one's the most E.T., I think.